We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Live Sunday nights, this is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSF.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. Little witchy woman. Speaking of witches, Lacey Cruz is up for re-election. You can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. I'm going to get hate mail for that one. If you ever miss an episode, you can always visit knssradio.com. You'll find links to podcasts of all our previous episodes there. And, of course, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook and Truth Social pages. And follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Ryan Beatty is running for county commission against the aforementioned Lacey Cruz. Really, that should be all you need to know in order to vote for him. But once you get to know the man's character and integrity, you'll feel compelled to vote for him. Ryan, it's a pleasure to have you back on the show again, my friend. Nice to have you with us.
John, good to be here. I think it's worth noting the range in your talent that you just interviewed a vice president, and now you're interviewing a guy that's running for county commission that owns a mattress chain of stores. So
we'll take anybody. You know, I mean, it's an open invitation to Brandon Whipple. He has yet to come on the show, but we've been inviting him for 5 years now, going on 5 years. He's got an open invitation. Bring his cigar.
Well, it's good to be with you.
It's nice to have you, brother. You know, I was looking, when you came on the first time, we talked a little bit about your platform, and we talked about, the emphasis on good government and mental health and promoting economic opportunity. Those are the main issues of the campaign. And it's interesting, as I've watched this campaign, because one of the things that you brought up, and it's been, I don't know, a month or two since we've had you on, one of the things that we talked about was the lack of civility and the poor leadership of Lacey Cruz. But it wasn't a core campaign issue for you, but it was that lack of civility and just the temperament, for lack of a better term. And now here we have, in the last month or so, it's just, first off, I'm glad that you've been willing to call her out for some of this outrageous behavior. But if you go through the litany of the comments at the bar, And the comments from the bench where she's calling out county staff and calling out her colleagues, and then you've got the trips to New York City and the trips to, I mean, it's one thing after another, after another, after another. And I'm fortunate that my representative on the county commission, he doesn't vote the way I would like him to, but at least he doesn't embarrass me.
Sure.
This would be an embarrassment if I was a resident of your district.
Yeah, and that's what we're hearing over and over again. We've knocked over 6,000 doors in our district. What we've heard over and over again is people are hungry for a change. Everyone realizes that the relational capital that's needed to get in and get things accomplished is you've got to have respect. And you've got to have respect of your colleagues. You've got to have respect of staff. You've got to have respect of the nonprofit and the business community when you're dealing with local government and local government issues. It's about relational capital. This is what we talk about frequently.
Right, yes.
And you've got to have it. And frankly, Commissioner Cruz is bankrupt in this category. She has deteriorated her relational capital. And the result is that we've stagnated progress in District 4.
So yeah, effectively, they have no leadership there. I know what this is like from my time in the legislature. I was able to get bipartisan legislation done by working with people with like John Carmichael, who, I mean, you cannot find a more polar opposite than I. And yet John and I were able to pass good legislation together. The swatting bill, for example, is something that he and I co-sponsored. Lacey Cruz, I don't think she could get a street named at this point.
You know what? And what you're hinting at is what took place at the legislative level, on the state level. Local government, county government, this is about being a practitioner. That's what happens on this level. We're talking about public safety. We're talking about public health. We're talking about things of that nature. Is how do we properly staff EMS and how do we make sure the sheriff has the resources needed to accomplish what he needs to do? That's what county government does, about public safety. And you got to find your way to three votes. And when you go to social media on a weekly basis and you tear down your colleagues, you're not getting three votes. And effectually what's happened is District 4, the 105,000 people that live in my district, we are not at the table. And when you look at what's happening in District 4, look at what's happening in 67214, one of the poorest zip codes in the state of Kansas. Look what's happening in Mays, the fastest growing city in the state of Kansas, Park City, Valley Center. We need representation. We need someone at the table that can advance our issues and move us forward. And that's simply, we just simply don't have that right now. And that's one of the reasons I felt compelled to run. I want to put the citizens of District 4 back at the table so we can progress these issues forward in this community.
Well, you know, you use the word progress, and I think that's really the difference, is you're looking to progress the issues and the needs of the citizens. Lacey Cruz is interested in her progressive agenda.
Yeah.
And it's clear. I mean, when you have, and again, I'm pointing to another member, another one of the colleagues, or her colleagues, Sarah Lopez. Mm-hmm. Sarah Lopez and I disagree on a lot. But Sarah Lopez works with her colleagues.
Yeah.
Sarah Lopez can't even get along with Lacey Cruz, and they're Democrats.
Yeah, no, and you see this. You see that she really is on an island. She really is on her own. And in turn, the people that she represents in the district are on her own. And this is why it matters. This county government really matters to the lives of individuals. Let's look at what we can see in Lacey Cruz's term. 2018 through 2020, we lost a third of our EMS staff, legitimately putting people's lives in danger because of slow response times. Look at what's happened with County Fire. They are at a historic low when it comes to morale with County Fire and really the instability of County Fire. Look what's happened at ComCare. We're down over 200 full-time positions at ComCare in the midst of a mental health and substance abuse crisis. The county jail, we have 1,500 inmates at our Sedgwick County Jail right now sitting in there tonight. And we have 119 murder suspects in our Sedgwick County Jail. Unprecedented, right? So are all these, Lacey, did she cause all these problems?
No, obviously
no.
not.
But right. Here's the difference, is when you have to correct these issues, when you have to move things forward and you have to start bringing the pieces together to take this community and move us forward, she doesn't have the relational capital to do it.
Right.
She can't get in the room and get to three votes to move us forward. That's why it matters. Did she cause these things? No. But can she fix these things? Absolutely not. It's going to take a collaborative effort, a community effort to do these things, and that's why District 4 needs to have me at the table. I have the relational capital to get these things done.
We're talking with Ryan Beatty, who's running for District 4 County Commission. And, you know, I'm so glad you mentioned that, Ryan, because you set aside the racist name-calling incident and the rather obvious taxpayer funds for personal trips and the constant infighting, that kind of stuff. Amidst the worst inflation in 40 years, the one thing she did accomplish was to raise our property taxes. It shows a complete disconnect from the people she represents.
Yeah.
You're talking about some of the areas in that district are some of the poorest in the county.
In the state.
Yeah. And she raised their property taxes, the most regressive tax of all, and she raised their property taxes.
Yeah, well, and what property taxes does is it disproportionately impacts small business owners and small businesses. And she's been no fan of small business in
this
community.
No, of course not.
She was the loudest advocate to shut small business down in this community. I have a company with over 85 employees. We were labeled unessential. So I very personally felt, and my employees and my staff very personally felt, how she feels about small business.
Yeah.
It disproportionately impacts small business. It disproportionately impacts the working class people of our community. Property tax increases does. And it disproportionately impacts those on fixed income. All the while, the backdrop of soaring inflation in this community. That's why good, proper stewardship and the worldview of what reasonable responsible property taxation looks like. That's why we have to have someone in that seat that understands these things and will contend for those principles.
You know, the one thing, I don't want to make this all about Lacey Cruz because it isn't. And the thing that I appreciated, and again, I've seen it in your ads and I've seen it in your social media, is that you have a vision and a plan for Sedgwick County that enhances the quality of life for everyone. Again, if you look at, she's focused on this small progressive agenda, you really do seem to be focused on what you can do to better everyone.
It's what we're hungry for. I talk frequently about, you know, the four things I talk about is about bringing stability to county government. It's about economic health. It's about mental health. And then lastly, and this is what most people want to chat about, it's about the relational health of this community, the lack of civility, the lack of collaboration, what it's done to stagnate progress on issues. What people want to hear is hope. What people are hungry for, John, is they're hungry for hope. They're hungry for someone that takes a stand in leadership, can rally a vision, rally the troops, and say, we're going to move this thing forward. Again, county government is not like city government. County government is not like state and federal government. What we can do and what we can accomplish here to build a vision to move this community forward, that's what people are hungry for. That's what I'm trying to embody. I'm trying to be a living witness for these things so people can say, hey, we can get behind him. I haven't said a whole lot about Commissioner Cruz in this campaign. I haven't had to.
No, you don't have to. I'll do it for you.
Yeah, and you have. But John, because what people are hungry for are solutions. That what's on the ballot in November is who can deliver. Who can move us forward? There are more unaffiliated voters in my district than registered Republicans in my district. I'm keenly aware that I need to be a voice of the mass populace in our community and in my district. And what they're hungry for is someone that can come to the table with solutions. I'm asking people to make a conscious decision of who has the relational capital on day one to get in the room to move us forward. Who do they want to represent them? Who can deliver the progress? That's what I've asked. That's what I've been asking for a whole year now. As I've knocked on all these doors, all these events, all these meetings, as I've worked tirelessly day and night to get these things accomplished, what I've asked people for is who has the respect, who has the credibility, who has the integrity to sit at the table for District 4 and to move our issues forward.
Well, when you're done after beating her, will you mind moving to my district so I can vote for you? Ryan, I appreciate you, brother. You're awesome. I wish you all the best. I hope the folks in District 4 will elect you. If they're interested, they can find more information at RyanBatey. It's BATY.com, correct?
That's correct.
Appreciate you, brother. Best of luck to you. Make sure we vote.
Yeah,
vote.
November the 8th.
We'll take a quick break, and then we're going to get a final election update from Chris Kobach. We'll be back right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.